Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio Call of Islam page. This is the teacher, an introduction to the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia dignitaries, scholars, and ulama. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We've been in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Dr. Fakhr Rouhani. Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Dr. Fakhrouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum and thank you.
At the very beginning of this program, I would like to express my condolences on behalf of myself and all the staff of Call of Islam page, iRib English Radio, for the arrival of the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his faithful companions. That's why I decided to dedicate this series of the program in the month of Muharram and Safar to the scholars whose one of works, at least, is about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And for today's discussion, we want to talk about Ayatollah Muhammad Baqir Qaini Mujtahid Birjandi, mainly also known as Muhammad Baqir Ayati and Muhaddis Birjandi, the author of the magnum opus Kibrit Ahmar fi Sharaat al-Manba. Sheikh Mahdavi, let's start with you, brother. Give us some information about the biography of Muhammad Baqir Qaini Birjandi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also, I would like to express my condolences on the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions. Regarding Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Baqir Qaini Birjandi, we have to say that this outstanding sheikh is born to a religious family in one of the villages of Birjand, which is located in the east of Iran. Then when he was 12 years old, he goes to Qa'an, actually the the closest place for the studying near to their villages. And then from there, he moves to three religious cities, starting from Mashhad. Then till he is 20 years old, he stays in Mashhad. And then from then, he goes to Najaf, stays for a couple of years over there, benefiting from the great ulama, Mirza Habibullah Rashti.
Yes.
And also, Marhum Akhund Khurasani. You know, to have the name of these great scholars as your teachers, it will express that where you are, I mean, how you have benefited from the knowledge of the great ulama of Islam. And then he moves to Samira. So we have a sheikh who has compiled the experiences and knowledge yes. of the scholars of three main cities for yes. Shias, namely Mashhad, Najaf, and also Samira. And when he was in Samira, he benefited from the founder of the seminary of Samira, Mirza Shirazi,
that's right.
Yes, and then okay. he comes back, when he is done with his study, he comes back to Iran and start his lessons and also going up the member. And the main book that today, inshallah, we have dedicated our program with, Kibritul Ahmar fi Sharaat al-Member, is talking about the rituals, customs, and
That's
the
right.
adab
yes.
of the member. All for the one who is going up the member
yes.
and those who are benefiting from the member.
They say that he had also mastery over the fatwas, we can say, verdicts of the other denominations of Islam, up to an extent that he establishes dialogue and conversations with them, answering them based on their own reasonings and their own books. It shows that he was really a high caliber Ayatollah and Sheikh on that time. But as I said, since we are in the month of Muharram and we want to talk more about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we are looking for an excuse to talk about him. What the best excuse than an author who compiled a work, or as better say, his magnum opus on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Dr. Fakhr Rouhani, Kibrit al-Ahmar fi Sharaat al-Minbar. we can say is the outstanding work of this man, Muhammad Baqir Qahani Birjandi. What is this book exactly?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sallallahu alayki wa Abu Abdullah. Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. One of the outstanding features of the Shia denomination in the whole Islamic world is that a member isn't merely a pulpit or isn't merely a podium for delivering lectures. Rather, member is a place or a space given to a high-ranking cleric, Shia cleric, in order to educate people, in order to give them informal education. Education can be divided into formal education, as one may receive in high schools or universities, in contrast to informal education, which can be gained, in the mosques, masajid, or Husseinias, and so on. From this perspective, it must be indicated that when such a great dignitary like the late Ayatollah Qahani Birjandi, dedicated a book on the qualifications or the necessary traits that any cleric must have in order to deliver a set of lectures on religious topics.
That's right.
While ascending to member, it indicates that this space shouldn't be left without its own standards. Rather, yes, it must be quite well disciplined.
Especially when it is about Imam al-Hussein,
yes, alayhi
salam, because the passionate aspect of, yes, the story of Karbala
and
there.
It proves more influential,
yes,
for people.
Yes.
Okay? Because, ordinary people may not accept anything when you say to them in the street. However, when they receive the same piece of information while listening to a lecture given to them from,
yes,
the top of a member, okay, they would, in a great majority of cases, they accept.
Okay.
In this book, Kibrit Ahmar has got two main sections.
Yes.
Two major sections. One of them is concerned with the qualifications and status of member, and another one is the benefit and the virtues of giving advice to other people. Backed and supported by Quranic verses or authentic hadiths. And then another one, second chapter of the book talks about who may have the qualification, the right qualification, both from the point of piety or from the point of knowledge, to ascend a member in order to deliver a lecture from there.
That's all right.
The third chapter of the book talks
about... So there are two parts. Part one consists of four chapters.
Yes.
As you said. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Chapter three talks about the qualifications expected from the audience to have.
Yes.
they must be ready. They must be a state of alacrity in order,
yes,
to receive these lectures.
Okay.
And mainly, what must be observed in any commemorative session held in memory of the Ahl al-Bayt. And the fourth chapter of the book talks about, various qualifications expected from a well-designed member,
yes,
in order to be, okay, influential for people.
That's all right.
Yes.
And the second part, I think we have,
yes,
some pieces of, okay, advice, how to,
yes,
preach for Imam al-Hussein or something like that.
Yes. In the second part of the book, three important, topics or, standards are given in that, okay, how, for example, the sad aspects,
yes,
of,
okay,
the life and times of the infallibles should be given.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is concerned with some other characteristics are concerned with the guidance oriented aspects of,
yes,
delivering lectures,
okay,
and how to manage.
Direct.
Yes, yes.
A nice ceremony for Imam al-Hussein.
Yes. For example, likewise, university professors, when they enter their own, mm-hmm, classes, okay, they,
okay,
must be able how to,
okay,
start the lecture,
yes,
how to develop the topic and how to come to a conclusion at the end of the session.
That's all right.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min لعلي وحسين وحسن. لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من
Sheikh Mahtavi, so we can say in this way, the member and giving a speech on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on a pulpit, but the orators and we can say the speakers and the presenters is really a serious task, as Ayatollah Bijandi believed in, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. That is a serious task, and it gives more emphasis when we look at the position of Ayatollah Birjandi. Mm-hmm. Sometimes some average level scholars may author some books regarding Imam Hussein, but when you see a scholar who has reached the level of ijtihad and got permission from outstanding scholars like Mirza-i Shirazi for the ijtihad,
yes,
then under the supervision of his ustad, that it is, because it is mentioned that Mirza-i Shirazi is indicating, or it's better to say Mirza-i Shirazi is, yes, offering that, yes, with this knowledge and this skill for you, it's better to start writing. Mm-hmm. And when he offers the first copy of his book, not specifically this book, but the one of the book, because his books reach 70 volumes in different field of studies.
Yes.
So with this position to master different knowledges and different sciences regarding, yes, the religious sciences, you see, we have the book regarding the how to observe the conditions and situation in relation to Member al-Hussein.
Or Majlis al-Hussein.
Yes,
say,
or Majlis al-Hussein.
Right.
So it will emphasize the position of this point.
Yes.
That is not an easy task to be taken by any scholar any level.
So you mean it needs its own experts,
yes,
in order to go on member and give a speech, and not any, maybe not any type of, we can say, a scholar or an alim is capable or talented enough or powerful enough in a speech to give a member, especially in the case of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which we can say has the passion and the knowledge and the historical, we can say, knowledge is very much needed.
And sometimes we see that there are some distortion.
Okay,
that
very
have
good.
Taken place, yes,
and distortions, that's,
yes,
right,
in the history of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his, okay, martyrdom and his loyal companions.
Okay.
So you have to reach the level of expertise, you know, in order to differentiate between the truth and false stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we see one of the actually subjects that he deals with, mm-hmm, in his book is about the distortions.
Yes. That's right. Continuing the path of his master, Muhaddis Nuri, on the book Lolo and Marjan,
yes,
you know, Lolo and Marjan, because that book was also about answering such deviations and distortions which found their way into the story of Karbala and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And unfortunately, sometimes on the manaber and the majalis of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam are being reiterated, which are absolutely wrong. And Muhammad Baghir Birjandi, can say, tries to answer such deviations, distortions, and misunderstandings about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in Kibrit Ahmar fi Sharayat al-Manbar. What does Kibrit Ahmar refer to over here in this title?
Yes, this Kibrit al-Ahmar, as we have the equivalent in English, Kibrit al-Ahmar, better to explain it for,
yes,
our listeners,
yes,
means that stone that magician were looking after in order to change copper into gold. So,
oh,
it's a metaphoric name,
metaphoric
although
name.
It's got its literal meaning,
okay,
red sulfur.
Yes.
But the metaphorical meaning of that is that stone that they were looking after in, mm-hmm, order to change copper into gold.
So you mean Muhammad Baghir Mirjandi can say,
to make a shortcut
to
for
make
something,
a shortcut.
Yes.
Okay. If someone wants to get a member,
yeah,
and being a nice presenter on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he needs to make his copper into a gold, isn't it?
Yes,
and make
whatever
himself better.
He's in need of,
in
he
need
can
of.
Find it.
Okay.
Find it
in order to
world.
Improve yourself, is better to say. That's all right. Really nice title. Dr. Fakhwani, anything missed about this book or Sheikh Muhammad Baghir Birjandi?
One point is that, I guess, I mean, a synopsis of the book, or, for,
yes,
example, a brief version of these books should be put into English.
Yes.
Because,
yes,
I mean, nowadays we find that in English-speaking nations, some Shia orators, ascend members or go to the podium in order to deliver lectures.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
And in order to prevent them from making some inadvertent mistakes, it's necessary to provide them with this kind of experience, okay, related or, for example, reported in this region of the world. Perhaps some of these, I mean, anecdotes or suggestions may help them not to go astray while delivering such lectures. Yes.
Especially nowadays that the members are replaced with some of the virtual, we can say, on the social media member or something like that. But we know that the member for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam needs its own qualifications, the starting point, we can say, the stories that are mentioned, even the eulogies and the elegies and the lamentations that are done for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam have their own etiquettes. So all of these etiquettes have to be observed according to religious laws and Islamic laws. And if they are not observed truly, they are deviated from the right path.
Certainly.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Thank you much, Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhrani and Sheikh Mahtavi, for your presence in the program, The Teacher, about Muhammad Baqir Birjandi, the author of the magnum opus, Kibrit al-Ahmar fi Sharait al-Minbar, which was about the best qualifications, or better say, attributes of giving a good lecture on the minbar about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This outstanding man, that is the late Ayatollah Muhammad Baqir Birjandi, passed away on Zilhajjah 14, the year 1352. According to the lunar Hiji calendar, at the age of 56, his body, we can say, was taken to a Madrasa Elmiya or Islamic school, Islamic seminary of the Birjand called Masumiya, and he was buried in a special chamber or gravesite, which is, we can say, place for them, and he was buried in the school, in the same school. May Allah bless the soul of this outstanding man and all the people who dedicated their lives to write and to work on the Islamic sciences, Islamic knowledge, especially about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, this true legacy for the whole Muslim world to learn from and to benefit from. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher, to another episode and introducing another Shia dignitary who compiled a work, at least, about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein.